It's the show on KJZZ. I'm Lauren Gilger with Mark Brody and Steve Goldstein.
The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission, tasked with assessing what happened leading up to and during the school shooting that resulted in 17 deaths last February, has released its official report. The commission, which included 8 of 17 voting members with law enforcement backgrounds, emphasized ways in which law enforcement-related elements could have been improved. Arming teachers was among the recommendations. With me to assess the commission's report and offer her own suggestions is Amy Klinger, who joins me via Skype. She is director of programs for the Educators School Safety Network. Amy, how much of improving this situation generally has to do with educators receiving the proper training and the proper support?
Oh, I think it comes down to that exactly. As long as we continue to look at school safety as a law enforcement issue and a law enforcement problem that needs to be fixed and enacted by law enforcement people, we're going to continue to have the sort of horrific tragedies that we have. We have to change to providing the first responders, which would be the educators, providing them with the adequate training and resources and expertise that they need, because they most definitely 100% of the time will be the first responders to this event, whether it's an accident, a violent event, or whatever it might be. They are the folks in the trenches that are trying to respond. And so they are not getting appropriate training. Most of the time, they're not getting hardly any training. If they do get training, it's very infrequent. It's oftentimes very heavily focused on one event, an active shooter, which is statistically not the most likely event. They're not getting all hazards sort of training. And the training that they get is coming from a law enforcement perspective instead of from an educational perspective of the skills and capabilities and situations that educators have and know what to do. And so that's really one of the big falling down points, is we're not providing the people that need the training the most with any training at all.
What is the difference between a law enforcement focus and an educational focus?
Please understand, nothing that I'm saying is a knock on law enforcement. I have the utmost respect for law enforcement guys. But the issue is, a law enforcement, we are not running prisons, we are running schools. And so if the only thing we focus on is what to do after an active shooting happens, we are missing huge opportunities to prevent violence of all kinds. We are missing huge opportunities to be able to pick up on students and individuals of concern before we get to the point where we are in an active shooter sort of situation. And so when we do training that is only response-based, from a law enforcement perspective of what do you do in an active shooter, you're missing huge opportunities to provide training on how to identify individuals of concern, how to create safe spaces, what to do to prevent violence, what to do to respond adequately to all sorts of other crisis events that are much more likely: accidents, non-custodial parent, a violent fight, a severe weather event. All of those things get missed when we only train from a law enforcement view of what to do in an active shooter.
Well, let's turn a little bit then to the Parkland Commission report, because there is a lot of emphasis on that commission of former law enforcement members, and a lot of the panel findings are really focused on law enforcement. Is there a feeling that some suggestions make sense, but they didn't dig in on certain things that you would have said, well, hold on a second, we need to prioritize this instead of this?
Well, I think when you look up, you know, at the makeup of the commission, I would like to have seen it be more educator focused, because it was a school based incident and it's a report about school safety. Yet really only two of the folks involved are at their heart educators. And so I think an education view would certainly have been beneficial. And I hope that moving forward, they're going to expand that as the commission continues in their work, that they're going to start bringing in more of an education perspective as they try to implement and encourage the implementation of the recommendations. So I think hopefully moving forward, we begin to acknowledge that if we want these things to happen in schools, we're going to have to get school people involved or education-based people involved in the discussions of how do we prioritize? How does that look? What are we going to do first? You know, what's that training and information going to look like? It is clearly important to discuss law enforcement, because there were a lot of law enforcement concerns related to this particular event that maybe weren't in other events. So I do think it's appropriate that there is a heavy look at law enforcement, but it can't be the only view that ever happens.
We have heard in Arizona, you've obviously talked about this, you've done presentations related to this. What about the idea of arming teachers?
Well, arming teachers is not something that we are supportive of. It's not because it's a gun issue. It's not about whether you are for gun control or pro-gun. It has nothing to do with it. Arming teachers has nothing to do with your view on guns. It has to do with, is it a good idea and does it work? So we need to remove the discussion of arming teachers from the pros and cons of, are you on this side of the fence or that side of the fence with guns? The issue of arming teachers is simply a logistical concern of, it just is not effective to think that one teacher in a school of 800 kids can somehow be in the right place at the right time with the right weapon and do something that trained law enforcement folks have difficulty doing in that situation, and think that that is the best way to protect kids. So it's not that it's about, we don't think anyone should have a gun. It's about, that's not the most effective thing we can be doing. If you have 25 things that I can give you 25 things we can do that will keep kids safer. And if you've done those 25 things and you want to do arming teachers as number 26, great. But you need to do those other 25 things first that are much more effective than arming teachers.
What are a few of those that come to mind for you? You talked about training. Would you mind sharing some of those?
Lots and lots of training. Ongoing training for every single person in the building that is not just active shooter based, but is all hazards comprehensive sort of training. And that comes from an education viewpoint of, what can I do in my classroom, in my cafeteria, in my playground? What can I do as a parent to keep kids safe and to prevent violence? And then having that emphasis be not just on active shooter, but all hazards, and not just on response, but prevention. That's a huge one. Threat assessment management, which has been a big benefit, if there is any benefit to come out of this horrific tragedy at Parkland, is the emphasis and the examination of threat assessment to identify individuals of concern. So you can go right down that list of things that are both training oriented, some things that are facility oriented, some things that are mental health, and a lot of things that are preventative. So it's not just, we can only do response or we can only do prevention. It is not a simple task. It needs to be a multifaceted approach, not just putting a gun in the hand of a teacher and saying, now we got all of our problems solved. Mm.
Dr. Amy Klinger is Director of Programs for the Educators School Safety Network. Amy, thank you for the time today.
Thank you.